All right, Alexander, we have a follow-up as to the video we did on North Korea. And this news came out today, and it looks like we've actually have a military action that did take place. So, Kim Jong-un and his sister were not bluffing, it seems. Well, what's going on there?
No, I mean, we're getting very disturbing news out of North Korea. It seems as if, quite apart from everything else, they've now blown up the liaison office between North Korea and South Korea in the city of Kaesong in North Korea, which was a place where South Korean and North Korean officials used to meet. We're seeing an extraordinary increase in belligerent language from the North. And of course, we're seeing increasingly aggressive actions being taken towards the South. So it looks as if this whole process of North Korean, South Korean detente that we were talking about, and of North Korea opening up to the United States, is now going into very rapid and dramatic reverse. And with North Korea, it's never always easy to sell ex to say exactly what the reasons for it are. Supposedly, the North Koreans say they were infuriated by a South Korean leafleting campaign carried out by North Korean defectors, which they found incredibly insulting and infuriating, and it supposedly insulted their leadership. But I mean, these kind of leafleting campaigns go on all the time. Both sides engage in it. I don't believe that was the real true reason. I can only assume that hardline elements within the North Korean government, within Kim Jong-un's family, perhaps his sister, are becoming increasingly strong and are increasingly pushing for a reversal of course. Remember, we had a few weeks ago concerns about Kim Jong-un's health. It may be that there was some traction, there was some truth behind all of that after all, and that the hardliners are now staking out their positions. Who knows? But it's all very disturbing, and we need to keep an eye on what's going on.
Very quickly, maybe this positions Kim Yo Young, Kim Jong Un's sister, as someone not to be messed with. I mean, it seems like what she said, she followed through on to a certain extent.
Well, exactly. I mean, she was very careful to say that she was acting on Kim Jong-un's authority, on instructions from him. But it's very interesting that she gave the orders, and that suggests that, as I said, there's an attempt in North Korea to project her as a strong leader, taking strong action in response to what the North Koreans say is provocations by the South, and drawing a line against the United States also, which may be preparing her to take over if there's something happens, anything ever happens to Kim Jong-un himself.
All right. And in our video that we did on North Korea, we also said that perhaps China may be also getting more control of North Korea
Yes,
as Kim Jong-un is, for lack of a better word, say, fading away. It looks like China may be filling that void. China seems to be making a lot of moves on the geopolitical stage. We have conflict with India that has now erupted. This is the last thing we need is conflict
absolutely.
between China and India. What's going on there?
Between two major nuclear powers, the world's two most populous countries, they have had a tense relationship since the 1960s. In 1962, they actually fought a war, an all-out war with each other, in which India was defeated. China controls large areas of territory along the common border, which India considers part of its national territory, and which it lost in that war in 1962. And India in recent years, especially since Prime Minister Modi became leader of India, has been tilting more to the United States. So what seems to have happened, and it does seem as if it's the Chinese who are, pushing things forward here. It seems that the Chinese took strong action along the Chinese Indian border to assert themselves. And we've seen some very heavy fighting. 20 Indian soldiers have been killed, apparently. That's the latest information. This looks like a major clash. It's basically a message, clearly a message to India, to Prime Minister Modi, is also no doubt a message to the United States. China is there, it's strong, it's to be taken seriously, it will defend its interests, it will defend its territory, and it's also a message to India that ultimately, if it's going to take on China, it's on its own because the United States can't help it. So it's a strong move by China, and as you absolutely rightly say, it's one we absolutely do not need at this present time. I think that there is undoubtedly a Chinese voice in North Korean councils, and I'm sure that there is also obviously a Chinese decision taken in terms of this particular clash with India. It's China reasserting itself at a time when it is coming in for growing criticism in the West and, of course, in India over the CV crisis. But I also think it's also, as you correctly said, something we absolutely do not need at this present time.
Yeah, but I mean, I mentioned it in a video or maybe a live stream we did about a week ago that as China looks on and sees all the madness in the U.S. and sees the nuttiness and the weakness of these kids that are crying about statues that existed 400 years ago, and you know they're drinking their soy lattes, you know, trying to create gardens in Seattle parks, and I mean, I'm being a little tongue in cheek here, but you know, we noted that China's probably looking on and looking at all this stuff, saying this is too easy for us, so they are going to assert themselves on the geopolitical stage. And that seems to me exactly what they're doing. How does India respond to this? What does this mean for the BRICS? Can the United States just shy away from this? I mean,
no, well, I think the United States, as you rightly say, is far too absorbed now in its internal problems to do very much. I think the BRICS is essentially a dead concept. I think that, you know, that disintegrated some time ago. There is a Chinese-Russian strategic partnership, but I don't think there's a BRICS anymore in any truly functional or effective way. What India does is going to be very important because it's for it's the Indians now who must decide how they're going to respond. Prime Minister Modi is a nationalist. He has been elected on a platform of strong action, you know, taking a strong line with India's enemies. India is very badly hit at the moment by CV, which is apparently growing at a very fast rate within India itself. I think he can't afford actually to be seen to take a soft line. And I would expect over the next couple of hours an Indian military reaction. I don't think this will escalate too far beyond that, but it is dangerous, and we are dealing with two very powerful countries with nuclear arsenals.
And my comment as to how China is asserting themselves on the geopolitical stage real quick before we wrap it up. Mm. I mean, they're absolutely looking at the United States, they're seeing the madness over stupid stuff, and they're saying, you know what, the world is our playground.
Well, of course it is. But what they're doing also, as I said, is telling India, look, if you try and align with the United States, we can come after you. The United States is too absorbed in its own problems to do anything to help you because you are by yourself. We are, I mean, to be very clear, China is a much more powerful state than India. Its economy is much larger. It is technologically on a completely different level to India. So, you know, we're talking about two big countries, but China is far and away the more powerful of the two. India has tried to balance that by developing a relationship with the United States. And China is teaching India that that relationship with the United States at this time counts for nothing because the United States is not able to do anything to support India against China. Hmm.
Very interesting development. And the timing of this development is really interesting.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's, you know, when the U.S. kind of falls off, someone's going to fill that void.
Obviously. Always. There is, you know, a nature abhors a vacuum, and so do geopolitics. nothing stays still. If one major player absents itself from the game, the others will move in. They always do. I mean, it's always that way. The game, you know, the players may change from time to time. The game goes on, and if the United States isn't there to stand behind its friends like India at this moment, China will take advantage. Of course it will. Any great power in China's position probably would do at this time.
All right, we'll leave it there. Alexander Mercurius, thank you very much.